restroom, toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Tiger Nation, K-Club Nick here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
All right, we have to move. All right, well, let's start here. All right, so we got to update. We have to update the auctions. Butch and Lumby, I'm coming to you. Our friends at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters and Rhino Linings of Greenville. They're at 10020 Pelham Road in Simpsonville. Monday to Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 9 to 2. These people are unbelievable. I gave you a whole list of all the things they do. Earlier, I'll give it to you again, but they have donated a Rhino lining bed liner, and this has a value of well over $600. We are at $500 on that. I need a $100 upgrade or more on that. The buy it now is $1,000. You know the reason for the season. It's all every dollar for Tigers for Tatas. So let's come strong on this. I know many of you have probably been thinking about it, getting your bed liner lined with Rhino lining. It's the best, and Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters are the best. So these are the ultimate pros doing it. So get this done on your truck and you'll be very, very, very happy. So I need a bid of 600 or more, an upgrade of 100 or more. And who leads that again, Ramona? It is what are you saying? Oh, she's eating something, I guess. She must be wolfing down a donut. Okay, just tell me. You can get to it. I need a bid of 600 or more. $1,000 is the buy it now price. Again, this closes at exactly 6:30. So let's get going on this. I need at least a $100 upgrade.
It's Gamecock Chill. Gamecock Chill. He called and said he really wants it bad.
That say Gamecock Shield wants it badly. So somebody come in and at least make them earn it. Let's go. Come on, I need a bid of 600 or more, preferably a power bid on this. Preferably somebody just makes it their own, Gamecock Shield, for $1,000, donate it to the cause. That'd be nice, Gamecock Shield. It'd be very nice if you upgrade your own bid. But let's go. Let's go on that. Let somebody get going on that. And then, in addition to that, I have from our friends at ProSource of Greenville the ultimate faucet. Now, this is the Roll Bridge Georgian kitchen faucet. And again, from our friends at ProSource of Greenville. And I have more info on that, and I just need to find it.
They're at 200 Industrial Drive in Greenville.
Yeah, but I want the faucet info, and wherever you sent me that, I do not see it.
It's a Georgian-era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray.
I have it.
You have a different color.
I have it. Okay, this is the Perrin & Rowe London collection, all right? It's a Georgian, as Ramona just said, it's a Georgian-era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray, and it comes in 7 different flavors, all right? And this is the creme de la creme of faucets, all right? We did the pricing on it, and because it's listed at over $2,000 value, Ramona checked it out like 7-8 places. It was going anywhere from $1,800-something to $2,400-something. So it's a $2,000 faucet, any way you cut it, any way you look at it. And faucets, it turns out, are expensive. The faucet that I had put in my kitchen X number of years ago when I redid the kitchen, I don't know how many years ago that was, it was $300. And that same faucet is now $600-something, $640 or $635, whatever it was. It's more than doubled in price. And that has plastic component parts. This does not. This is a work of art. There's no other way to interpret it. And you can check it out at thehouseofroll.com, R-O-H-L. That's the Georgian-era bridge kitchen faucet with side spray. And again, 7 different flavors, if you will. The polished chrome, so something for every kitchen color scheme. The English bronze, that'd be my favorite. The English gold, the polished nickel, the satin English gold, the satin nickel, and the unlacquered brass, which would be my second favorite. But, you know, if you have a white kitchen, you're going to want something probably in the chrome or the nickel realm, I would guess. I don't know. I mean, but there are 7 different finishes. And again, this is all metal. This is an absolute work of art. So if you're in the kitchen remodel time period, if you just want to upgrade your faucet to the best of the best, this is the best of the best, right? And somebody's going to get an insane value on this, because right now we're at a quarter of the value. We have a $500 bid. Who's leading that?
Excuse me, I got a $600 bid on the bed liner.
Great. Who's that from?
I have to get his name.
Okay. We have a $500 bid right on the faucet. Who's leading for the faucet?
Thomas.
All right, so Thomas is leading for the faucet, and that is not even a quarter of the value of the faucet. So I need somebody to get going, understanding the reason for what we're doing as well, you know, and come strong with that. I'd love for somebody to give me a power bid on it. You know, I said the buy it now on it is $2,000, and that's less than the value. I'll tell you what. Like one time only. To buy it now, I'll make $1,500. If someone wants it and wants to make it yours, I'll take a buy it now of $1,500. Other than that, I need, what did I say the upgrades on that were? $100? I need a $100 upgrade on that, on the faucet as well. So let somebody get going on that. I need at least a $600 value. We're not even a quarter of the value on that. So let's get going on that. I mean, it seems like someone's going to get an insane deal on that today, but I'd like an insane deal that buys a few more mammograms. That's what I'd like. You can still get an insane deal and pay for, if you buy it now at the buy it now price of $1,500, you'll save 1.5 lives on average from where we are, right from where we are from 500 to 1500, you'll save 1.5 lives of women that you don't know. If we can.
Okay, the $600 bid is Ryan.
Ryan. All right, so Ryan is at 600. So Gamecock Chill, you know what's in front of you on that. And again, the $1,000 is a buy it now. So we're at 600 on the Rhino lining, 500 on the faucet. The faucet has to get going. It really does. Let's get going on that. Please, let's get some competition on that, because it's just, again, we're not even at a quarter of the value. So let's go on both of those. And as I said, if someone takes the faucet for $1,500, from where we are, you'd be saving 1.5 additional lives. You'll know that every time you turn your faucet on. How about that? The faucet of life. How about that? Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Butch and Lumby. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, brother. How you doing today?
Good, Butch. Appreciate you getting in.
All right. Thank you for having me. I got a question I was thinking about today and wanted to run it by your expertise.
Yeah.
All right. So first thing is, why in God's creation did they ever get rid of fullbacks?
Well,
secondly,
okay.
With you knowing your offensive line is going to be bad next year, going to be banged up, why would you not consider the possibility of running a wishbone with Sellers, with his capability of doing that? Then you know you got security with Harbor on the outside, and then you got that big number 87 that's just like an all-purpose whatever you want him to do. And maybe that might have
I'll give you reason number one, Butch, because Sellers wants to play in the NFL, and there's no way you're going to run a wishbone with Sellers, because he's not going to stay there to run a wishbone. You know what I'm saying?
If you were to do that,
he'd go somewhere else where, you know, he can grow his quarterbacks. Because, I mean, there are a lot of South Carolina fans already think he should go somewhere else because they think he's getting killed and they don't want to see it. I just think you have to make sure that offensive line play is upgraded significantly, because I think that's the worst offensive line I've seen in America this year. And it's not like there's no talent on it. There's some talent on it. It just needs to be repaired.
Yeah.
But when you have, when you have Lenore Sellers, he negates a lot of bad offensive line play, but it's just too much to ask him to do that every single game. And that's what he's being asked. I mean, he was basically sensational against Alabama, but it just didn't show up. I mean, that offensive line is giving up free runners and instant penetration on every single snap. I mean, there are guys in his face on the snap, and he's having to do miraculous things just to evade it. Now, I thought that Shula had a pretty good game plan for Alabama in that regard. He moved the pocket some. He did some things that were innovative. You know, it's hard to coach around that, the play of that offensive line right now.
I mean, I sit here and just rack my brain, you know, all day thinking of, well, you know, Holtz ran this back then and it seemed to work. Well, you know, this crap's going on. I just hate to see my team losing like this.
You know, the thing is, Butch, the one thing I will say, though, remember, without the Sellers fumble, and I don't blame him, man, that ball's being ripped away from him. He's trying to fight for it.
Yeah.
He had to be completely fatigued. He'd been running for his life and trying to make plays all game. But if he maintains possession of that ball, you beat Alabama.
Well, that's the way the game goes.
Yeah.
I get that, but it don't have to go like that every game or the whole year.
Yeah, I get
but
that too.
I got you bumped. I got you bumped out for Notre Dame. I hate to say it, but Bama wins out. They'll bump Notre Dame out for the top four.
Yeah, I don't think they're winning out. I don't think they're good enough. I think Simpson's good enough.
Yeah, thanks, so.
No, I don't think that team's very good. I really don't. I think they're the Ty Simpsons and the Simpsonettes. I just don't think they're that good. I mean,
I was looking at Notre Dame's schedule.
Yeah.
And their win loss ratio so far, and Alabama's, and I just think that the SEC would be biased towards Alabama and give it to them over Notre Dame. If they both finish out the same, they'll give it to Alabama, I think.
Yeah, that might
just buy it.
That might be. But we'd have 12 teams, so they'd both get in that case, Butch. Hey, Butch,
good talking
to you again, Butch. Thank you. Let me get Lumbee here. Lumbee, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Good, Lumbee. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I don't talk much about Clemson, but I had a point on the Cade Klubnik discussion. The offensive line, they always get beat up, but when you had DJ come in, he was the guy after the guy. And then you had Cade come in, and he was the guy after the terrible guy. And I don't,
let me stop for a second. DJ was never terrible. If you actually look at his stats, they were pretty good. 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He just never
better than Cade.
Right. He never had any receivers, and yet he still found a way to win some games. I mean, other than that, I would agree.
Yeah. My point is the offensive line always gets beat up, but the offensive line's been pretty consistently average or maybe a little below for years. Yeah. It's all your point about quarterback play. That's it. And it just, I think a lot of people got emotionally invested in Cade after a lucky kick won the ACC championship last year because they were drowning in that game.
Yeah.
If that wouldn't have happened, a good run. But, you know, I agree with you. It's the quarterback play. And Cade seems like a great kid and all that, but it's just not been there, man. It really hadn't. And, you know,
sometimes it feels, Lumbee, like quarterbacks are almost as vulnerable to these mood swings as kickers are. There was enough to go on with Cade last year. And granted, some of those stats were sort of hollow stats that were put up against bad teams. But there was enough to go on to make you think with all of his world returning and so many returning percentage of starters and starts that he would build on what he did. But right from the get-go, it went terribly wrong. And I think he got forced right back into all those bad habits by LSU. The amount of blitzing he saw versus LSU, he didn't hang in and throw to the evacuated space, which he could have. He had guys wide open, and he didn't make those throws. Instead, he bailed, and I think he picked up all the bad habits that he had worked hard to move away from. I thought they all got reinforced again in the LSU game, and I thought the whole season turned right there.
And they got reinforced by a team that's coach just got fired and who I hope never coaches again.
Yeah, but Brian Kelly's not a good guy. I mean, I mentioned this with Kwok and Ben yesterday that there were already 5-6 players who had come out, and since then there are more who have come out.
It's bad, Walt. And
they're just saying horrific things about Kelly, you know. Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't even hire him at a G-pop school. I mean, he's just not a good guy. And what really has he done? Not much.
Yeah.
So I never thought. I mean, he was never an LSU fit, and I don't think they ever really liked him to begin with. But I sure wouldn't let that AD hire my next coach. I'll tell you that. But you know, quick. I know you're up against it, but the Mizzou game. I hate we got our quarterback hurt. I can't believe it's the year of the nerds, man, with Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt. But we got hurt.
It's funny. I was thinking that the other day myself. It is sort of the year of the nerds with Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt. I mean, you're talking about two super academic schools, and both of them are in the top 10 in football. I mean, you want down and down is up, and the insanity of this college football season. Well, there you have it.
Yep, that's just what this year is and what I think a lot of years are going to be under this new system. It's, you know, Vanderbilt's been able to flip their roster in 2 years. So, you know, it just is. And, I hate we lost. I would have liked to have seen it with our quarterback the whole game. But, you know, just part of it, I think you said it before anybody, and you're right. I think that if I were Florida, I'd go after our coach. But because he fits Florida. But Walt, love the show.
Thanks,
I don't want him to go. I don't mean that. But I would be surprised if they can't get Kiffin if that's not the guy they go with. But love the show, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, Lumbee. Yeah, look, I still imagine Dabo Swinney coaching out his career here. And that's what I want to happen. I think Dabo Swinney is still the best leader in college football. I do think that he needs to take a hard look at the whole portal situation and reexamine it in terms of the way of the world right now to get back to where he wanted to be. Unless he still just is a true believer in in what he does, and which includes the graduation and everything else. And I know these things are very important to him. Look, I think he's a good guy. I think some of these other guys are not good guys at their essence. And I think that's another reason you want him here. But at some point, you know, you're going to have to get back to winning football games. And, you know, and I don't know when that point is. But I do think that this is more than a one-year decline. I think there has been a more subtle decline like the prior 4 or 5 years. And then this year, the bottom sort of dropped out on the team that was supposed to be the best team. And I think those things have to be disconcerting, alarming. I think the question is, where do you go from here? How do you fix it? And I think the way you fix it is you have to first address the quarterback position, and then I think you just have to hammer the portal. I think that that's where you are. I think you have to hammer the portal, and the question is where and who. And because I think that's where we are. I think we're to the point of where and who. I think we can start to discuss the who of the transfer portals. I know it's early, but you know, I think that there are already guys that are potentially attainable that we need to discuss. We'll talk more about that on the other side. You can get in 654-7627.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point, with breathtaking golf on the hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com, and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers!
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip, Tule Road Rage, we are back. You know, Texas said, but Alabama keeps winning. They do. I can't deny that. They do. But the question is, are they good enough to win at the end? And I don't think they are. I think they've won too many games by the skin of their teeth. And I just don't think the football team is good enough. And I think the statistical evidence is right there for anybody who wants to see it. Just like I said last year with Clemson, the statistical evidence is there. I think the evidence is there with Alabama. And the evidence is their terrible run game and their bad run defense. I think those two things will prevent Alabama from being in this mix at the end. I think Simpson has saved them. You know, somebody asked me, what about Ty Simpson, you know, compared to Cade Klubnik? I just think Ty is just more talented. And I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, and he's played very well. And I don't think he's had a lot of help. I mean, he hasn't had much of a run game. The offensive line is pretty good, but it's a little overrated, too. I wouldn't shock me if they wound up giving them the Joe Moore Award. Nothing surprises me, although I think that should probably go to Miami. But, we'll see who that goes to at the end of the year. I need upgrades on these bids. Let's go. I mean, we have some competition going for the Rhino lining, but let's get going on that. I need a $700 bid as the next bid on that, $1,000 to buy it now. And we've got to get going on this faucet. This faucet is unbelievable. If you're redoing your kitchen, if you're thinking of redoing your kitchen, if you just want to upgrade your faucet, this faucet is amazing. It is truly a $2,000 faucet, and the bid is just $500. So I need at least a $100 upgrade. What I really need is a power bid. And somebody wants to save lives in this campaign, too, because we're nowhere near the value of this faucet. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Yeah, you know what? I agree with you about Simpson and Cade, the way it's playing out. I tell you what, I was ready to strangle Simpson and his receivers on Saturday, though. I mean, they missed some just gimmies and layups that they normally hit. I think the first drive, wasn't it the first possession where Williams toasted the DB by about 5 yards down the sideline and Simpson airmailed it?
Well, yeah, but look, even the best quarterbacks are not going to hit those throws all the time. I mean, any vertical throw is not a great completion percentage chance. But, I mean, I thought South Carolina, I know you, Jason, I know you hate them, but I thought they controlled that game. I mean, I really thought that they were the better team and they should have won the game. I mean,
Well, to your point, I mean, I think Carolina played well, and I do think that Alabama looked like a team coming off four straight ranked opponents that, you know, went to, I mean, just obviously South Carolina's in the same boat as Clemson. They bombed their season, and I think it was a classic. I mean, no team plays up every week, and I think it almost bit Alabama. They were not between the drops and some of the just misses that Simpson had, you know, Carolina did enough to keep that game interesting. Although I will say, too, you know, South Carolina homers like to run the Zapruder film anytime they think there's a reffing call that went against them. And that punt muff, Terry McCullough, the NFL ref, said that absolutely should have been flagged as Alabama's ball because the blocker was not engaged with Nicholas Harbor. He actually had his back to him. And so he's declared a passive player on the field. So if the ball hits him because he gets shoved there, that's a dead ball for Alabama. But anyway.
Look, I think the real issue is, and I know people have made that argument about Alabama playing a tough schedule and then this being a letdown spot. And look, I think there's probably a little something to that. But I think the bigger point is I just don't think Alabama is very good. I think the quarterback is very good, but I don't think the team is very good. I don't think they've been very good. And I think we saw that in Florida State, and I think we've really seen it all year. You know, you're talking about a team that's like 115th in rushing yards, which I said before the year, I didn't think they could run the ball. They can't.
Yeah.
And they're also very vulnerable against the run. Those are bad statistics for an allegedly elite team. I think Simpson has bailed them out time and time and time again. And if they had a lesser quarterbacking them, I think they'd be a 500 team. I don't think they're that good. But they're still there, and I got to give them credit. They're finding ways to win. But I think the ways to win is that he's a legit Heisman candidate. I mean, I think we have five legit Heisman quarterbacks, and he's one of them. And I think he could go to any one of the five. I don't even see a favorite. I mean, I think all these guys, I think Reed of A&M and Mendoza of Indiana and Pavia of Vanderbilt and King of Georgia Tech and Simpson of Alabama, I think all five of those guys are about dead even.
Yeah, and my my best friend, sadly, is a Gamecock. He was at the game, and he just texted me a little while ago because he's still talking about it. And he said, you know, I saw a young buck walking down the aisle after the game, and he said, well, at least that performance gives me hope for the rest of the season. And he said, I told him, sorry, young fella, this is just the beginning of your pain. So we'll see how it goes.
You know what, Jason, it's the beginning of somebody's pain. Because I'm not at all sure who's winning the Clemson-South Carolina game.
Oh, I'm not either, you know. Don't get me wrong, man. That's what and my buddy just texted me and said, you know, we might beat you 2-0. That might be the winning score. I mean, it could be. I tell you, you know, speaking of, like, roster construction and that and the importance of a quarterback, you know, I kind of mentioned that earlier to Faxon as well. I mean, obviously, because we were talking about Duke and having Mensah and the money they gave him and how he's been playing. You know, having, just like you said, a differential talented quarterback and emphasizing that covers up so much on your roster. But then I also kind of flash back to what, you know, Tom Allen being very frontal last week, I think it was, saying we don't have long arm guys. Maybe we don't have enough speed out there. And I, for God's sake, don't want to see Nick Harbor matched up on our safeties. I mean, that's a recipe. I know Nick Harbor is not like a classic number one receiver guy, but I mean, we saw what he could do against Alabama. He toasted their DBs. And I do not want to see Nick Harbor matched up on either one of our safeties right now. So I'm with you. I mean, I think the whole
defensive backfield, I've said all year, I think the defensive backfield lacks speed. I've said this all season. And I think in what Alan said, he's talking about length and speed. And I think those things matter. I mean, I think there's no question they matter. And it's something that Venable's always wanted in his defenses. And length can erase a lot of different things. That absolutely matters. And speed matters. And look, it's been obvious to me, and I've said for weeks, that he can't play man coverage on the outside. He knows he can't because he just doesn't have the guys to do it. And that's very limiting for a defensive coordinator. And these are all things that are going to have to be addressed. I mean, I think on the transfer portal wish list, I think one of the things you're looking for is you're looking for a 6'1 corner who can run.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you, let's just use Nick Harbor. And I know that's a bad example because he's a cheetah. I mean, he's a cheat code compared to other humans. But, I mean, you got like Ashton Hampton who has size, but he obviously doesn't have top end speed. So I mean, where I was just curious, how would you grade Ashton Hampton so far? And is he maybe a prototype? I know you'd like more speed, but is he more of what you think Tom Allen's looking for moving forward?
I think the concern there is the speed element. I mean, there've been some times this year where he's been caught very flat footed and just blown by. Now, I don't know. There were a couple of those situations where there may have been some confusion about what defense was called and what Clemson was supposed to be in. And that may have, you know, if he had a thinking problem, that might explain some of it. But there have been some blow-bys where he's been concerned that worries me. And I just think even in the Boston College game where you know, Boston College has limited weapons. Whatever weapons they have was probably the quarterback and Bond, the receiver. And there was a period there in the second quarter where they're throwing to Bond on every single play, and Clemson's not stopping any of them. I mean, it's just they're just going right down the field, throwing to Bond. And Clemson is not denying any of it. And that's very worrisome because, you know, there are other teams on the schedule, including the next one, who has a way more proficient passer and better receivers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's a concern. But listen, to my way of viewing this, Jason, you know, I was saying 8 all along on the shopping list, and I think it almost needs to be more than that. But I think it better be 8 because if it isn't 8, and if one of those guys isn't a legit challenger to the quarterback position, then I think Clemson will be below 500 again next year.
Yeah, and it sounds like we're actually, you know, there's been talk last couple of days that we have the NIL budget for next year. I'm with you. You better use it. I'd rather err on the over than under for transfer guys for next class.
That's right. You know, bring in guys to compete. You know, and for all the talk about culture, look, I think the culture is basically destroyed in the entire world of college football. And at Clemson this year, it got destroyed from the inside. I think that's what's important to remember. If there was a culture issue at Clemson this year, it was destroyed from the inside. You know, and the question is, did those veteran guys who you paid and didn't have competition, did they just lay down to a degree? And I think that it's fair to suggest that to some degree they did, at least individuals did.
Yeah, and quickly, shout out to Matt for taking a pleasure in the pain of Joe while watching the Carolina game. That's my kind of Clemson fan. Blood not thicker than water.
Thank you, Jason. You know, Jason's sort of like a new age Paul in terms of his absolute hatred for South Carolina, which is good. We like that. All right, quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back. And you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hey, y'all, this is Dabo Sweeney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone live. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit UpcountryFiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at UpstateStripes.com.
Planning a birthday, graduation, or team celebration? Host your party at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Handcrafted pizzas, wings, burgers, and 26 rotating local and craft beer taps, plus gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for weekday happy hours and trivia Thursday nights at 7. It's always a party here. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com. Visit 1007 Tiger Boulevard, and we'll bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable.
The crisp fall air, the roar of Death Valley, and the Sea of Orange. It's Clemson football season. Get game day ready at the Tiger Sports Shop, your official headquarters, for everything Clemson, from Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon gear. We've got the looks true fans wear with pride. Visit either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or shop online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where every Clemson fan shops and traditions begin.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Russ Dogg and Greer writes, Walt, what would Clemson's record be if Ty Simpson were the quarterback? Either unbeaten or one loss. I mean, I think Ty Simpson's legit Heisman candidate. I think he's really good. I think he's played terrific football for Alabama. Honestly, even in the game they lost against Florida State in the opener, I thought he played well. None of his teammates played well, but he played well. And honestly, I think that's been the case a lot. I mean, I think he's basically carrying Alabama. I don't think this is the worst Alabama team I've seen in recent vintage. But they're being held up by some of the best quarterback play Alabama has had in recent vintage. I mean, look, when this thing gets down to the Heisman at the end, you know how this world slants towards SEC and towards Alabama in general. Ty Simpson has a really legitimate chance to claim the Heisman Trophy. He does. I know he didn't play great against South Carolina, but he's played really, really well, and he's one of the five guys in the mix. In my mind, I think you have seven guys in the mix. I think you have the five quarterbacks, and I think you have two defensive players, and the two defensive players are Reuben Bain of Miami and Caleb Downs of Ohio State, and I think those two guys are the two main reasons their teams respectively are where they are. I think they're the best player on those. With all due respect to Jeremiah Smith, the best player in Ohio State is Caleb Downs. With all due respect to everybody else on Miami, the best player in Miami is Reuben Bain. It's not even close. So those two guys, I think defensively, given the way their teams have performed, I think they deserve to be Heisman candidates, but they're not going to be. You know, we know how this world works. That's why I don't really love the Heisman Trophy in general, because it's mainly just a quarterback award. It's supposed to go to the best college football player, and that should be without regard to position. We have quarterback awards, but it doesn't. It should. And if it did, then either Downs or Reuben Bain, I think, would have a great case for winning the award. But because that's not the world we live in, that award is going to one of five quarterbacks. There's no running backs in consideration at all. Hardy's not in consideration at Missouri. There's no running back in consideration. You're going to have five quarterbacks. And again, I think you can make a legit case for any of those five. Mendoza of Indiana, Simpson of Alabama, Reed of Texas A&M, Pavia of Vanderbilt, and Haynes King of Georgia Tech. I think all five of those guys are very legitimate Heisman candidates. I mean, and quite honestly, I think it's so close that, like, personally, I wouldn't know who to vote for in that mix. I mean, I don't think there's a wrong answer. And so whatever answer comes up out of that mix, even if it's the Simpson answer, I won't be able to sit here and say, well, they only gave him that award because he played for Alabama. No, they'll have given him the award because he's earned it, just like the other four guys. You know, I really think that you have five guys who legitimately have led their teams to remarkable seasons. That's what the quarterback position's about. Above all else, it's about being a leader of men. And that's what this group of guys is. Every one of the guys on that list has been a leader of men, without question. You know, Bradshaw has said this for a million years. He's been right for a million years. Those five guys, I mean, look, I've said all year, Haynes King is a one-man gang. Diego Pavia is basically a one-man gang. And again, we get people who get caught up in stats. And I think some of that's true with Pavia. And you can't get caught up in stats. You have to watch the games to fully appreciate him and what a leader he is. I mean, he's where all the swagger on that team comes from. It comes from him. This dude said he was coming back to win the national championship. I mean, that's what he said. Again, I got a texter giving me stats that Pavia has XTDs and picks in SEC play passing. He's way more than that. That doesn't begin to explain him. He beat LSU by running the ball. Where does that play in your stat? He beat LSU by running the ball. He's an elite runner. And he's a pudgy fat guy. He's an elite runner. He's the leader of that friggin' Vanderbilt has one loss. What are you talking about? Don't give me friggin' stupid stats. Watch the friggin' games. I mean, honestly, that pisses me off. I mean, we've got to be smarter than that. Watch the games. Vanderbilt has one loss. How do you think they got there? How do you think they're a one-loss football team? How do you think they're beating the teams they're beating? They're Vanderbilt. Because of him. That's how. What do you say?
I didn't say anything.
I don't get it. I mean, Vanderbilt has one loss. He's been sensational, no matter what you believe. I've watched the games. He's been unbelievable. He's a tremendous leader. I mean, this guy said in the offseason, he said, I'm coming back to win the national championship. And we all laughed at him. We laughed at all the things this dude said in the whole offseason. And what's he doing? He's doing all that. He's beating, systematically beating the elite teams in that league. Their only loss was at Alabama, and he was leading them to a win in that game. He fumbled, unfortunately, on a run down near the 6-yard line, or they were going to go up 14-0 on Alabama, and they were going to win that game, and then they'd be undefeated. But they're on the verge of possibly going to the playoffs at Vanderbilt. How do you think they got there? And this guy wants to give me his touchdown to interceptions stat. I could not care less. I could not care less. You think they're there without Diego Pavia? And you're watching the games? Is he going to go to Texas and beat Texas this weekend? Because I think he probably is, right? I mean, that's the reality. He's perhaps the ultimate leader in college football. And if he was quarterback in Clemson, Clemson would be unbeaten. There's no question. No question Clemson would be unbeaten if Diego Pavia played for Clemson. This dude makes plays. He makes winning plays. He has no fear. He's the ultimate leader. I mean, just listen to him. Watch him. Watch the way his team responds to him. That's who he is. You know, like I said, all offseason, and I'm, by the way, I'm not mad at you, Texter. We're good. That's my bad, 276. I'm not mad at you. It's nothing to do with you. I just think that this is who he is. You know, when Vanderbilt, and I've said this before, all right, you have to watch them play. You have to watch the way they play. I mean, it's like the whole game is orchestrated through Pavia on the field. They're not moving fast. They're not playing with pace. They are playing at their pace, which more often resembles snail's pace and or glacial pace. And they're controlling all the elements of the game through their quarterback. That's what they're doing. So when it's time to run, he runs. When it's time to throw, he throws. He gives them whatever they need to win. And that's what they do. And that's how they want to control it. And he's the ultimate architect of all of it. So, yeah, I mean, seriously, but that's my bad, 276, like I said, my bad. But like I said, if you actually watch them play, this guy is just the ultimate leader. And I just think back to preseason and all the things he said about all these other teams and all these things. And largely we laughed. Thank you, Texter. I appreciate that. Texter 276. Thank you. Largely we laughed at him, you know, and then when he said, I'm coming back to win the national championship. That's why I'm coming back. We laughed. We thought that was just comical. I mean, okay, you know, this dude needs to stop. This is what people said. They said he needs to stop talking. No. Look, he put the swagger in them. He put the belief in them. The same way Haynes King puts the belief in Georgia Tech. Those players, I'm reminded of? I'm reminded of the old Milwaukee Bucks. And you had a head coach who was talking about the Boston Celtics and Larry Bird. And Larry Bird, they were playing Boston, and they introduced all the other Celtics. And he says to one of his players on his team, he said, "Son, there you have four good players." And then they introduced Bird. This is Don Nelson, by the way, the old Bucks coach, coached the Warriors too. He said, "Son, there you have four good players." And then they introduced Bird. He said, "Now you have five great ones." See, that's what Pavia and King do for those two football teams that you can't explain in any stat or in any piece of paper. It's that those players at Vanderbilt, they're nice little players. But when you put Pavia with them, they become really good players, and they believe. And that's the secret sauce there, and that's who he is and what he is. And that's why he's special, and why, amazingly enough, they're special. And I know it's all hard to believe, but it's all just really true. It's who and what they are, and it starts with those guys. So, you know, when you look at that situation that we have right now in the world of college football, where we have Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt as top 10 football teams, you look right to the quarterback position, as you always do, as we always have through all history in the sport of football. It's always been about the quarterbacks. It's always been about the leadership of that position. And look, I've done this a long time. There have been way more talented guys than Diego Pavia and Haynes King. There are way more talented guys this year. But what there aren't are, you can look back 50 years in the history of college football and you can count guys who are better leaders than Pavia and Haynes King on one hand. Because they are the two guys who have juiced those two programs up. They are the exact reason those two teams are in the top 10. And they both deserve Heisman trophies for the way they've played. Quick break. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student...